13th parak of Yevamos Mishnah Dalet. We're continuing the halachas of Miyan, of a girl who is a minor and her father is dead and other family members married her off. So she has the option of going home, leaving the marriage. This is called Miyun. So, and she does so, the marriage retroactively ceases to exist. So I'm a manis be'ish, if this woman decided she wants to go, this girl wants to go back to her family, she does the miyun, and then humutu v'kruvayseh. It's not like a divorce, that after the divorce, they remain us to each other's mishpacha. He's mutu to marry her sister, her mother, anything he wants. V'imutaz v'kruvayseh, he's mutu to marry his kruvayseh, because the marriage basically has never taken effect. She's not considered a grusha. She can still marry a kohen. If he terminated the marriage with the get, then even though it's only tinder rabbanon, still, since the get was given, who also bekreivah? He also bekreivah. They're also in each other's relations. Solomon akuna, and she cannot marry a kohen anymore. Nosin lo get. What happens if he gave her a get? Vichzir, and then masa grushase kaim gvaldik mitzvah. And then afterwards, she just ran out of the marriage the second time around, because we learned that the Beis Hillel holds that you could have multiple marriages when she's a minor. So the first one she got a get, second one she didn't miyun. Benisus la'acher, and then she married somebody else. Benis amalon is galsha. And then she became an almana grusha from the second person. Muteres lachzer lo, she could go back to the first husband. Now this is a very big chiddush. Why is it a big chiddush? Because halach is machzik rishosa after she got married, remarried is also a person divorced his wife. She got remarried to somebody else, then she got divorced from the second guy. He's not allowed to remarry her. Here, she did miyun, married somebody else, got divorced, and now she wants to go back to the first guy. So we say that she could go back. Now, this is even a bigger chiddush. Why? Because even though he gave her a get beforehand, so l'chayra it's considered divorce and it's matzah grushasa. But since after the get she did miyun, that's megala to us that she wasn't ready for this whole relationship in the first place. And mamela, the miyun afterwards is also mevatel the get, and we start all over from the beginning. So once again, he gave her a get, then she was a me'ma'enes. After she got married to a second person, and he died, she's just allowed to go back to the first husband. It was basically retroactive, not her first husband. Miyun by Vichzir. What happens if she did miyun and then they got remarried? And doesn't get. And now afterwards, she gave him the get. V'nises slacha v'nisalman is galsha. And after that, she married somebody else, and that marriage got finished either through death or gerushin. Asur lachza loy. Why? Because the last time she was related to the first husband was through a get. And it was terminated through a get. Since it was terminated through a get, she is considered his wife. He's considered his wife. Then she gets married to somebody else and he dies. She can't go back to the first husband. If the last thing was a get, then she cannot go back to him. If the mean was done after the get, then we say retroactively it was revealed that she was never married and the get was not a get.